This morning, we get to talk to a couple of folks from the Spark Foundation, Angela and Kyle. Thank you guys, first off, for all the great work you guys do in our community. Tell me a bit more about what the Spark Foundation is, if somebody doesn't know Angela.
Yeah, the Spark Foundation of Lloydminster, formerly the Lloydminster Interval Home Society, works in the prevention of and response to domestic violence. So we provide programs such as an emergency shelter, transitional housing, the Lloydminster Community Youth Center, and we have a social enterprise for the Interval Store, and currently named for the Interval Store, and we'll get into that in a little bit.
And a great way for someone to support you guys is the For the Interval Store. So how does somebody go about supporting you in that manner?
Yeah, the For the Interval Store acts as a fundraiser for the foundation. So it's been around since 1992, believe it or not. So we've been a mainstay of the community for a long time. And really its purpose is to, number one, provide goods and services to the women and children and youth that come to us for support. So that's first and foremost why we collect donations that come through For the Interval Store, is for our clients. Secondary purpose is to sell the items back to the community that are donated to us, with those funds coming directly into our operations to fund our programs. So really, really a critical piece of our infrastructure of the organization.
So you briefly mentioned before you answered that question that there is something new coming for the Interval Store. Kyle, do you want to speak about the community market coming up and why it's so exciting for you guys?
Absolutely. So we are having a community market to celebrate the grand reopening of For the Interval Store on May 30th. It'll be from 12 until 7 p.m. and it'll be a day full of local vendors, delicious food, entertainment, and a very special announcement where we'll be revealing the new name of the store going forward.
I know this is going to be such an awesome event for you guys this Friday. Angela, before we go, is there kind of a reason why you guys decided to rebrand this store? And tell me a little bit more about that aspect as well.
Yeah, well, it kind of follows the rebranding of our organization. We really felt that we had grown beyond kind of what we started with 45 years ago. We've been in the community since 1980. And we just wanted to represent the breadth of what we do in the community. And Spark really does that. We're looking to ignite change in our community, and Spark really kind of encompasses that. And so naturally follow with removing the For the Interval Store name, because there is no Interval Home Society anymore. We have a lot of change in the store as well. And we service clients in the store as well, which I think not a lot of people know, but we work with vulnerable right in the store as well. So we wanted to kind of start with a new name, a refresh, and open back up to the community with a very good purpose.
Again, the community market and new name announcement coming up this Friday, 12 to 7. Angela, Kyle, thank you guys so much for telling us a bit more about it.
Thank you.
Thank you.